This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Time, same show. Fesco, Mac, Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports. Don't forget, you heard the promo if you are already a G and up and listening or up and watching. Remember, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, like, subscribe, top of your screen. You don't have to go search for it. A happy Monday. Hope everybody had a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Weather cooperated for everyone, I would think.
It was a beautiful weather weekend, wasn't it? My goodness.
Minus the air quality.
Yeah, it was a little bit much. I guess somebody in Canada lit a fire or something and it made its way down here. Is that what we were dealing with over the weekend?
I think so.
Canadian wildfires all of a sudden breaking out all over the place. So, yeah, other than that, it was great, though. I mean, the next couple of days are going to be fantastic. And then back up to 115 degrees before the kiddos go back to school next week. So that'll be
August.
Great. Yes, exactly. Back to August is right. So.
No, but it's game week. Got a football game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Got three on Thursday.
Big night.
Yeah, you see Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts if they play week one of the preseason.
Probably not going to see much of those guys.
Probably not.
Well, no, you'll see Joe Burrow because they're going to be playing in the preseason, they said, this year because they've been starting off slow.
Good.
So they're going to use the preseason as a come up, if you will, to get ready for the regular season, I guess. Huh?
Over under 15 plays we see from those
under,
three.
Three combined?
Three combined.
I'm going to say the over. I'll take the over of 15.
Okay.
That's a good number, I think, because you're thinking three and out,
exactly,
you know,
yep.
Something
right
like that. I'll take the over because if Cincinnati's really serious about what they said and they're going to get their guys kind of hyped up during the preseason, then he has to play more than five plays, I would think.
Yeah. Now you're just hoping that when it comes to Wednesday, they're like, Lamar Jackson will not be playing in the first preseason game of the season. Mm-hmm. Then you hit the under.
Yeah, then you're good.
Yeah, then you take the under on that one, yeah.
Yeah, I would take the under, I think.
Yeah,
15 and a half is what we probably would put it at.
Yeah,
put
14
a hook
and a half,
on
15 and a half, yep.
Yeah.
But I'd still take the over on that one. I think that's kind of a low number. How many quarterbacks are we talking? Three?
Three.
That's five plays apiece. I just think Burrow's going to push this thing to the over. Now, again, I could be completely wrong. These coaches lie all the time during the preseason about what they're going to do, and then they say, oh, they're going to play, and then they don't play, you know? And so then we could be sitting here going, okay, I thought Joe Burrow was going to play, but apparently he's not going to play. So we'll see how it all plays out. But I would think if Cincinnati is really serious about kind of jump-starting things and doing things differently, which they should. I mean, they're terrible in the month of September. They should probably play their guys in the preseason a lot more. But who knows if they will?
I think everyone should. Everyone can benefit from it.
Yeah, it's always good to start early.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's the football season or whether it's the school year, you get all your supplies, mm-hmm. or you start, you know, TPing people's houses.
That's right. Wake up this morning with that TP everywhere. The funny thing about it is I know exactly who TP'd our house last night. I know exactly who it
is.
Really?
Okay.
Oh,
good.
God, yes, I know exactly who it is. But the problem is this is how stupid high school kids are, okay? This is how stupid they are. We don't have any trees in our house anymore, right? Because we took them all down in the front yard. They nailed Fred's house.
Fred's like, what the hell?
So Fred's gonna wake up this morning and look out the window and go, oh. And so we're out there at 4:30 this morning trying to pick up his, but
oh,
then I'm
nice.
Like, we're gonna leave it because we're gonna let the kids do it because it's their fault that the house got TP'd overnight.
Ooh.
Right? I mean, so I'm out there with my wife at 4:30. They knocked the sprinkler down. They ruined the sprinkler head. We're trying to find that. I mean, 4:30 in the morning is no time to be cleaning up the toilet paper. But I don't know what went on last night. About 9:30, both kids are in the room. I'm half asleep, you know, three quarters of the way asleep. One of their friends is coming over because she needs something or whatever. And so all this commotion is going on. I'm just like, I'm going back to bed. I don't have time for this. So I wake up this morning and I look at my wife. I said, what the hell happened last night? She goes, tomorrow. Okay, fine. Whatever. I'll get you the information later, right? Half asleep. And then so, okay, fine. So I go about my day. I walk outside. I open the garage door and boom, there's toilet paper everywhere, right? All over Fred's tree. There's a couple of pieces in a bush in front of our house, but his tree has been absolutely destroyed. So I go back upstairs to my wife. I go, what happened last night? She goes, oh, I got this toilet paper all over the house, right? So she comes down, you know, and she's out there looking at the toilet paper. We're laughing because it is funny, you know, it's hysterical that it happened. Because now the kids have to go out there and pick it up and tell us exactly what went on last night. Because, you know, we get bits and pieces of this story of these people showing up to the house between 9:30 and 10 o'clock last night.
Ugh.
And I don't know what the hell's going on. And at that point in time, I don't really care what's going on at that point in time. But then I wake up this morning and I see toilet paper is everywhere in the neighborhood. So.
Yeah, one of two things, if I can go back to my high school days, toilet paper, one, is harmless.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
That means it wasn't like, you know, evil of what you did to somebody before,
right?
Which leads you to your next point, which means either they have done it already,
uh-huh,
or there is somebody that has caught the eye of
either your daughter or they have a boyfriend that is trying to be flirtatious with toilet paper.
And I think that's probably what it is. And because the person who came over last night, one of their friends, that boyfriend came over a little bit later afterwards as well. So that's why I kind of have an idea of who toilet papered the house
last
night.
Does Fred have a Ring app?
I don't think so.
Do you?
Oh, God, yes.
So then you should be able to see.
You go back and see and look and see.
100%.
Well, that's what Jen said. She goes, so-and-so's car was out there, and I'm not going to give the gentleman's name away on the air just to kind of keep him squirming a little bit. But she says, I see so-and-so's car pulled up, you know, later in the evening, and said, okay, so yeah, we'll probably go back into the Ring and see 100%. Exactly who it was. But I'm 99% sure that I know exactly who it was, the toilet paper of the house. But you're right. It is in good fun. That's why I'm not mad. I'm
like, it's not eggs.
Yeah,
it's not like dead animal carcasses. Like, we got evil in high school. We would tag cars and wrap them in like saran wrap and put corn syrup underneath the saran wrap. And then our parents like, hey, that can chip paint. You're kind of being a little evil. And then you would wake up getting retaliated against by having like a dead possum on your front porch. And it's like, I've never heard my mom scream louder in my life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once it starts there, the retaliation then becomes, you know, tenfold.
And then you find out who's like really evil. Like, they got we got somebody's car, a buddy of mine did. And I mean, we nailed it. Like, mustard, ketchup, Hershey's chocolate, saran wrap, peanut butter underneath
the saran wrap
handles.
On top of all of that. I mean, that just ruins. It was terrible.
It was bad. So then about 3 days later, I woke up and they had taken plastic forks all throughout my yard and ran yarn through the forks.
Oh, no.
And then this is what's even worse. It gets worse. Then they took like little rubber bands and threw them all over the driveway. And you're like, well, why would you do that? Have you ever had to pick up little rubber bands throughout your front yard?
Yeah.
And then on the front porch was a carcass of a possum.
Who'd you piss off? What'd you do?
What's the wrong chicks, dude. Yeah. Yeah, it was like my junior year, and they went and got some senior guys. They're like, we're veterans. We'll tell you how to get it. And I remember my mom opened the front door like she would every morning to like let the light in, and just a whale came out. And I was like, oh, my stepdad came down and goes, here's a shovel and here's some gloves. You got some work to do. And I went outside and had to take that possum out the front porch with a shovel.
What'd you throw to the street? What'd you do with it?
I don't know. Chucked it in like somewhere.
Somebody's yard.
We had like a side yard that was an empty lot. And I just, you know.
Threw it over.
Yeah, you've never seen roadkill until it's like right in front of your face.
Oh, especially like a possum or something like that. That's nasty. Where did they get that from? That's the other thing. Did they go out and sacrifice this animal to throw it on your porch?
So I lived across the street from what's Stone Canyon, a golf course.
Yeah.
And now the neighborhood is completely developed. But before, it was being developed, so there was a lot of just open woods back there.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, I don't know, it's Artie Mize and 39th Street close to Pink Hill Road. So there was a lot of like stuff in that area that you could just, I mean, pick your poison.
Yeah.
So you want a coyote, it's down the street.
Yeah.
You want a skunk, it's just follow your nose.
Gotcha. So, or the garage. But it wasn't one of those things where like they probably went into it with the mindset of we're going to find a possum. They stumbled across the dead possum and like, okay, now we're going to throw this. Unless they killed the possum themselves. But that's next level type stuff. If you got kind of mindset going on.
You found
on.
Out who not to mess with.
Yeah. Real
so
fast.
We never mess with Jana again.
Right.
So.
Yeah. How's Jana today? Mom of three.
Mama two. Angel can get after it every once in a while and hand in gloves if she wants to. But yeah, great person, always was. It was just like, and I remember I called her literally that afternoon. I was like, Truth. She goes, what are you talking about? I said, Truth. She goes, well, did you do something to my car? I go, we know where we're at. She goes, fair enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And
we never,
because there's always that one guy who goes too far.
Right.
Like one of my best buddies got his car tagged with like car chalk with like penises all over his window.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Oh, he, harmless.
Right.
Car wash.
Right, done.
85 cents, spray it off. No. He went and found roadkill, put it in this guy's car where the spare tire is, shut the hood. Guy didn't know it was in there for about a week. All of a sudden, he's driving around, smells it.
That's great. I love that one.
Where the spare tire was, maggots, flies, all in his car. Dude, you didn't mess with Zach, dude. That's what
what the hell was that? I mean, people do that kind of stuff. We used to put the Limburger cheese on people's tailpipes in college, and it would melt, and it would go into the car, and you'd be driving around smelling like just complete and total whatever that smell was, and you could never get rid of it. It was like one of those things that, you know, you could never wash off. The saran wrapping of people's cars, we've done that. We had a guy one time in college, my friend Jamie Jones, shout out Jamie, Celtics fan, Mac, you'd like Jamie a lot. His car was very tiny. Me and another friend of ours, Dixon, I'll shout out Dixon too. We picked up the car and moved the car, right? And I remember Jamie coming out of the house, screaming and yelling at us because this car was so tiny. It was like some sort of just Yugo. And me and Dixon just picked this thing up and kind of moved it.
That's crazy.
yelling at it. What are you doing with my car? What are you doing with my car for? It was very light. We just dared ourselves to see if we could pick it up. So we've all had that kind of stuff. So yeah. I would imagine, you know, in the next couple of moments, hours, whatever the case may be, the kids will start to awaken and then they will have to be out there cleaning up. Or Fred will either beat them to the house, you know, because he's going to be pissed this morning when he wakes up and sees the toilet paper all over his tree out there. But the kids will take care of it. But I'm with Dusty. It's in good fun. Oh, toilet paper doesn't do anything. Now you start egging people's cars and egging people's houses.
Now we
got some problems.
Yeah, because eggs do chip.
Hey? Oh, big time, yeah.
We had a texter say we had kids throw toilet paper in our pool.
That's nasty. Yeah, that's a lot of crap you're picking up out of that one. That sucks big time.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not going to rain this morning because that would get annoying for the yarn for Fred's string.
Right, yeah. And it's not a lot, so they'll go out there and hopefully they'll be able to pick it all up. But I hope revenge isn't on their minds tonight because I don't want to deal with that. I really don't.
Somebody says, toilet paper, what is it, homecoming? Sooner than later.
Oh, it is. I mean, we're already talking. We're past already the homecoming dresses and all that and the pictures. That was decided in June over summer. They're on to Halloween now and what their Halloween costumes are going to be. So this is kind of the progression. Yeah, we had the conversation over the weekend. Here's what I'm thinking for Halloween. What do you mean this is what you're thinking for Halloween? It's the end of July.
Somebody says when I was teaching at Stockton High School, the students for homecoming put a dead deer on the goalpost of the school they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's gangster.
Yeah.
That's like Godfather type stuff.
Yeah, that stuff like you've heard from like the 50s and 60s. I didn't know people were still doing that kind of stuff today.
Oh, it's great.
Stealing the mascot, all of that kind of stuff.
It was a great Royals weekend this weekend for many involved, including upper management to ownership to players to one Salvador Perez. We dive into what this Royals weekend was on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Football week. Chiefs game on Saturday, Mac. Calm down. Starters are going to play the first quarter.
I know that I'm hard.
Big time. Big time. Saturday at 7 o'clock. That game will be played. You can hear it right here on 96.5 The Fan, the only place to hear Chiefs versus Cardinals. So tell your friends, tell everybody, hey, if you're driving around Saturday night or you're in the Uber going to your place of, you know, entertainment, be like, hey, throw it on 96.5 The Fan. They got the Chiefs game on. The Royals game on Saturday will be on The Fan AM 610. With Vern's pregame starting at 5 o'clock. So Vern's On Deck show will start at 5 o'clock on 610 AM. Chiefs-Cardinals will be on 96.5 The Fan FM. So we'll see a lot of Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
He should probably play the whole first quarter.
He probably should play the whole game, I would think. Yeah, he should play a lot in that game. And
Marvin Harrison?
Hopefully Marvin Harrison can have a better year with Kyler Murray, and we'll see how that relationship continues to blossom. We always seemingly play the Cardinals in the preseason, right? Like, I feel like that game is always on the docket out there. There'll be bad AstroTurf or whatever kind of field that they have out there and things like that. People will complain, and then we'll sit here, and then it'll be a 16-4 final or something like that. Nobody will play, and we'll all go like, who are we watching here, right?
All right. But we all watched, I think most of us this weekend, the Royals series.
Huge weekend, right?
Biggest series win of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That will continue to happen. Like, this series now against Boston will now be the next biggest series of the year.
Right.
Playing 600 since the All-Star break, which is what you have to do. You kind of pigeonhole yourself into that corner to where you don't really have any lifelines left. You don't really have any, you know, lives left in your cat circle of lives. You're on, like, live 7, maybe 8. But... you know, blowout fashion on Friday night was awesome to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby hit that missile, Frazier, and
Yastrzemski hit a home run.
Hit the two-run shot to put him up 2-1. Vladimir Guerrero hit that home run in the first inning, and then we didn't see anything again. I think Michael Walker retired like 17 of 18 at one point. Looked like the savvy vet that he can be. Bobby Witt Jr. continued to show all weekend, defense, offense, all that sort of stuff. Saturday, obviously, like a little bit of a hiccup, 4-2, but Salvador Perez hits that two-run home run. Salvador Perez, man.
What a season.
I mean, I don't know what it's going to be next year. I know there's a player option, and they can decline that to try to
team option.
Your team option. Yeah, they can decline that to try to make it lower, which I think could be what's in the history. I don't know if they want to pay him all that money for one more year at the age of 37. But look, man, in this time of the year, lean on your veteran pitchers and Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo, and then lean on your superstar and Bobby Witt Jr. and lean on your captain, Salvador Perez, and he was great this weekend.
He was, and he's the reason why this team is winning games right now. To me, it's really nobody else. What he's been doing over the last month of this season has been flat-out remarkable. When you were out, we had a long conversation about the option for Salvador Perez. It needs to be picked up by this team. Salvi wants this option picked up, and he's shown over the last, I don't know, 2 months or so that he has been the catalyst for this organization, and that's why they're winning. I mean, when your superstar captain produces at this level, I mean, it's nuts what he's doing right now. He's had a June and July that have been basically second to none. He's hitting 37 of 51 games since June. Think about that for a minute. They've played 51 games. In the last 51 games, Salvador Perez has had a hit in 37 of them. And that's what we said all along. People were blaming MJ and Hunter Dozier and Hunter Renfroe and Hunter Norzad or whatever other Hunters are out there that you want to blame.
Hunter Fietti.
Hunter Fietti. He screwed this whole thing up. And it comes back to Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny. And when those guys are on, this team wins. And Salvi's more than on. I mean, my buddy Jim has been texting all year long about Salvi being washed. Must be a clone of Carrington and Rob. And then over the weekend, he texts me, he goes, I was wrong about Salvi. Clearly, he is not washed. I go, yeah, you think? I mean, that's the course of a long season, right? You don't cash your chips in April on somebody and then give up. I mean, the entire season needs to take place. And Salvi's turned it around. July is one of his best months ever. I think July was his second best offensive month in his career. I mean, at 34 years old, the guy is still going out there and dominating. And now he's 7 homers from 300, 18 RBIs from 1,000. The Salvi watch is legitimately on right now for him to reach those milestones. And that's the biggest reason why this team is winning. And once he reaches that 300 homer and 1,000 RBI plateau, he's pretty much a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame. Pretty much a shoo-in to get into Cooperstown.
Yeah, because you have the primary catchers there, obviously the top of the list with home runs. Piazza, followed by Bench, Fisk, Barra, Carter, Parrish, and then Ivan Rodriguez as well on that list. All Hall of Famers except for Lance Parrish.
Yeah, I don't know why Lance Parrish isn't in. I got down a rabbit hole on him yesterday, and he has really good numbers, you know, over the course of his career. He's got a bunch of gold gloves. He played in a World Series. He has 324 home runs, over 1,000 RBIs. Now, he's only a 250 hitter. I guess maybe that's what kept him out, but I'm not sure why Lance Parrish isn't in the Hall of Fame, but 300 home runs as a catcher is pretty much a given that you're going to get into the Hall of Fame, and Salvi's got the World Series MVP to go along with that. He's got numerous gold gloves as well. He's a Hall of Fame catcher, and when he reaches those milestones, I hope they're this year, and I think there's a good chance he does reach them this year. I mean, we only have 7 home runs to go, right? So Salvi's pushing forward for a major, major milestone this year, all in the midst of a playoff chase now for the Royals, because they're back to 500. And for everybody who was out there saying, wait till they get back to 500 like I was, here they are. They're back to 500, and they're playing some spectacular baseball right now. And I wouldn't want to be a team to get in their way. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and it's fun watching this team play now.
Yeah, 56-56, I believe, is the record. Tonight it is Falter Bello.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's who the matchup is tonight in Boston. So you talk about Salvi getting hot. Right-handed batter with the monster there.
Yeah.
And then he gets to go to his really fun place, which is Target Field.
That's right.
And we know what Salvador Perez does in Minnesota. We don't know what Mac does in St. Joe, but Bob, the kid, went to school this weekend. He's back from camp. You know how that's like. Drop your kids off at camp. I had to be the chaperone on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
He nailed it.
Yep.
We had a good time.
Good.
Jaden Hicks sat down with us on Saturday.
Oh, yep. Wow. How excited was Mac? I mean, it was a big day for him, right? Like, I mean, those pants tighten real fast?
He didn't, you know, Mac was new, and I'll let him explain it here in a little bit, but like, he didn't know the process. Like, you get there, you go get your wristband, had to go in there, talk to
process,
you know,
is the right word to use for that shenanigan up there. Yeah.
So we parked. Went up the stairs in Plum, got the wristband, went back to the parking lot, got in the golf cart, had a really good guy that picked us up from the tent like right after the show was over. And we didn't know who we were going to get as a player. We were just told a player. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I was like,
God, you were going bringing stool, right? I'm surprised Chiefs PR, who monitors the show, did not throw bringing stool your way.
And of course, with like the sarcastic guy, IMG, sitting in the office, you know, by himself. I'm like, so we getting Travis or Patrick today? Okay. Yeah. Probably somebody a little lower than that. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Wow, wait. Yeah. Dayton Hicks doesn't want to hear somebody a little bit lower than Patrick or Travis. Everybody's on the same level here. Let's go.
So then all of a sudden we know the time frame. Practice over a little bit after 11. We're like, all right, 11:20. It's got to be a break. 11:25. Let's just go early. And the golf cart comes over.
Right, of course.
And I'm like, oh, that's 21. Hicks? I was like, yeah, I think that's who's going to come over and do the interview. No way. It's like, yeah. He goes, Okay, Mac. You know, like, so, no, Mac.
First time meeting an NFL player? Is that?
No, but he came over. It was good, man. It was a good interview. We found out he's got a nickname.
Yeah.
Hit Stick Jaden Hicks.
Mm-hmm. Hit Stick Hicks.
Hit Stick Hicks. I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
So, Mac, you can use this time to let us know what you observed this weekend, how goofy and geeked out you were, because Saturday was really fun.
Was he Chris Farley? Remember that time he played in the Super Bowl?
Nah.
That wasn't awesome.
I told him, I was like, bro, you're one of my favorites, man. I'm trying not to geek out, but I'm totally geeking out. You know, I'm just like very upfront, like, hey, man, I love you. I'm excited for you, which he was super cool, man.
He was chill.
Great. Yeah, great. Bigger, like we both said, big hands, massive big arms, dude. Big dude for a safety.
You don't want to get hit by that guy.
No, probably not. I don't want to get hit by any NFL player, punter. I'm not interested, or a kicker. Not interested.
No, I'm good on all that. But
it's,
man,
Lawrence Taylor there.
It was a blast.
Would not want to get hit by him.
It was fantastic. Shout out to the Chiefs. Shout out to the fans who showed out in droves this weekend. Saturday was great weather.
I mean, you weren't sweating your ass off and burning your butt on the bench.
Well, it was kind of the first real weekend, because last Sunday they did the pads for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And then this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, with an off day today, it was like full-on practice.
And then you have the game this weekend, so no weekend practice this weekend. I mean, we're running out of weekend days up in St. Joe. Seriously,
So it was a good first weekend for me to go. Like you said, the weather, just 75.
Perfect weather.
Nice breeze. Yeah, no sweat rings.
All that Fromunda cheese. I mean, none of that happened over the weekend. That's good.
Over 500 hot dogs, over 250 burgers, I think you found out, Dusty, on Saturday.
You ate those?
I always used to do that when I do the show, because I used to do the show every weekend.
Yeah.
Like, you guys would all be the pros on the weekday, and then they'd send me out there Saturday and Sunday.
Perfect.
And, you know, you're right next to the high grill. So, 9 a.m., you start smelling those hot dogs. You're like, why am I starving?
Right.
And I'd always just, you know, engage with them. Like, how many hot dogs? He's like, oh, over 500. How many burgers? 250 plus. It wasn't even noon.
They already had gone through all of that.
750 dogs and burgers
How
combined.
Many people, though? I mean, you think about 10,000 people up there for training camp, roughly, right? Like, it was packed, right? There was nowhere for anybody to go, right?
Because Aussie told you, what, almost
Sunday was the
600
most
more than Saturday?
600 more than Saturday. Wow. Saturday was packed.
So I think they can get about 10,000 fans in there. So 10% of the people are having a hot dog or a burger.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
I wonder if that's a good percentage. At 10 a.m., it's probably a really good percentage. But when you smell those guys from Hy-Vee cooking over the grill Thursdays when they do steak night for $12, and you walk in and you smell that, like, the smell of meat on a grill is one of your top five all-time man smells.
Steak night's the best. I love steak night at Hy-Vee, and I could not resist on Sunday. Did get myself a nice dog after the show on my walk back up the hill.
Did they get a golf cart on it?
They gave it to me. They were pretty cool about it.
Awesome.
Yeah, they were great. Yeah. Love the people
at Hy-Vee. Yeah, they made their quota on Saturday.
Yeah, they did. Like, you got these extra hot dogs. Let's give it to this radio dork who's talking about bringing stool. Poor guy needs a hot dog. Did you smear ketchup all over it?
Yeah, of course. No, actually, I went plain.
Oh, okay.
Plain dog for me.
Sometimes there's nothing wrong with that. I don't mind a plain hot dog.
It was nice and crispy too. They
like, if the bun is warm and it melts, like, kind of melds over the hot dog, and there's no reason to put a condiment on it at that point in time.
But no, it was great. I mean, man, we talked Jaden Hicks, obviously. Jalen Royals was the story yesterday.
Hearing a lot of good things about him, and you seem to like him as well. So
they like Sky more and more right now.
Yeah, right now, if you look at the unofficial depth chart, which. Yeah, we can talk about that later. I don't know.
Okay, good.
We're definitely going to.
Good. We will get into the depth chart, because there's a couple of hardos out there right now that are not going to be happy with what we have to say about the depth chart.
Good. I'm excited about that, because, there's a lot of things that I would not say are accurate about the depth chart. But Jalen Royals is that guy. I mean, two touchdown catches in the 1v1 period, in the red zone period.
Who was he roasting? Anybody of particular?
One of them was Chris Woolen Wallace, who was playing with the ones and twos. Again, if you look at the unofficial depth chart,
he's like eighth on the depth chart. Yeah.
But all yesterday and Saturday, he was with the ones and the twos, kind of him and Shamari Connor switching off that nickel corner role. But yeah, there was one play. I can't remember if it was Watson or Wallace.
Who?
That he was playing.
Watson! Yes!
On the left side of the line, the second touchdown catch. The throw was already midway in the air by the time he turned around. Watson or Wallace got their hand in his, you know, catcher's radius, and he just like
he's
catch
there.
Point, boom.
Look at
ball
this guy.
Did not move.
Yeah, this guy.
Ball did not move from Royals' hands. He's just stronger than most rookies coming to the league. He's got good awareness. He knows where to be. I don't know how this guy doesn't get serious.
They love his hands. They love everything about him. A couple of conversations I've had with people up there inside the organization about this Jalen Royals. I'm glad you say it too, because sometimes you're like, is it just excitement or is it real? You know? And so I've got people in the organization and Mac are excited about it. We still need a third party.
Still need one more. Fair enough. Well, okay, we definitely need a third party with this guy, Jacob Brownlee.
Who?
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Never heard of him.
This is, if they keep seven wide receivers, this is a guy who definitely will make the roster.
Oh, now it's not six.
Now
it's
seven.
Binkley
now.
Told
Can
me
we
yesterday,
keep 10?
Binkley told me yesterday it's going to be seven. That's what he said.
Binkley said that.
Binkley said that.
Okay.
You know he's eyeing the depth chart.
Yeah, he is. So Binkley saw that depth chart come through last night, man. He didn't need to watch Cinemax last night, okay? That depth chart came out. Binkley and Mac, man.
Roster baiting for sure. But yeah, Brownlee won a. Binkley told me he won a championship there at Southern Mississippi. So
what kind of championship did he win at Southern Mississippi?
Doesn't matter. It's a championship.
Hang
baby.
On a second. Southern Mississippi.
Yeah.
A high school, a grade school,
D2 college, probably
D2 college championship.
Yeah, 6-3. Yeah, I don't know. But then yeah, the offensive line, the next biggest story, right? I mean, left tackle. I mean, we already knew it, but it's done deal.
I was reading Nate Taylor's article on ESPN this morning, and it's just the way that he phrased. Juwan Taylor, or not Juwan Taylor, but Josh Simmons already won the left tackle spot. He's cemented in there like no competition. Over. Like, I don't know who has more of a sure roster spot, Josh Simmons or Patrick Mahomes at this point.
Well, Patrick Mahomes would be cool because there's a guy that's back getting Bailey Zappi.
Zappi's back on the roster. And I joke, obviously, about that. But, I mean, like, I've never seen everybody just look at you like, yeah, Josh Simmons is the left tackle. Like, it's no big deal.
It's crazy.
Like, we're all stupid for not knowing this, right? Like, it's a given. It's 100%. Yeah, it's I mean, there's no competition.
No, he said that Saturday. He said the competition now shifts to right tackle.
It
the
does.
Left tackle's over.
And that's what receivers and corners.
And that's what it is. You're right, man. I mean, on Sunday, it was, and same as Saturday, it was an even split. Both the ones. I mean, Juwan got the first reps with the ones, and then the second half of the ones reps, they'd bring him out, and Jalen Moore would come out. So they're even split right now. If I had to, like, you know, gun to head, who's the starter? I think they'd go with Juwan Taylor.
I think so, too, now.
Right now. But they're giving more. Exactly. Yeah. They're giving more all of his chances.
He false starts, and it's going to be get the hell out of there, man.
Yeah, and everybody's going to be watching that on Saturday night, right? Does Juwan Taylor false start on the first play of preseason? And, yeah, unfair for him, obviously, that's what everybody's going to be focused on. But he's playing that little violin up there at camp about the injury that he had in week 5 last year and then just had it cleaned up. Sounds a little excuse making to me, just a little bit, but
like hedging his bets.
Yeah, but it is what it is. I'm rooting for both of those guys. The better that Jalen Moore plays means the better Juwan Taylor plays, and the better it is for us as fans of the team, and better it is for Patrick Mahomes too.
Which is what Juwan Taylor said too. He said he's glad that you know Simmons and Moore were brought in because he knew this position unit needed improvement.
Yeah. No, in-house competition always works. Somebody on the text line from the 785, Binkley looks at a depth chart like a detective with a mug of coffee and a cigarette. I thought that was pretty good.
That's fantastic.
But no, I thought it was interesting to watch this weekend. We saw Xavier Worthy look really good in deep routes. We saw that magical play from Mahomes to Pacheco down the sideline in the corner on Sunday. I'm sure that got a pop.
Oh, yeah, huge pop. 50-yard bomb to Pacheco, of all people. You're like, nice.
I'm going to tell you, they're in love with Pacheco right now. We talked about it on Friday. Sure. Like Pacheco, they're starting like, all right, he's doing some really good things right now. Good for him. Hope he's back. Hope he's healthy. Enjoy yourself because probably not going to make much money after this year here in Kansas City, you know. So go out on a high note, but it's good to hear that they're excited about him, and then you can see some of the plays, like a 50-yard pass to Pacheco. If that's in the arsenal this year, forget about it, man. 17-0, let's book it right now, right? Like, but seriously, I mean, if you're throwing 50-yard bombs to Isaiah Pacheco out of the backfield, what can't this offense do right now?
And he was burning a corner, too. It wasn't like a linebacker mismatch. Like, he was going up against a real corner on the outside, just running like a go route and did it. Like,
when you
say
real, like somebody we know or some guy that's like 17th.
I'm just saying like an actual cornerback is all I'm saying. Like, it's not Drew Tranquil. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, if you have 40 yards to beat a linebacker, you should. If you're a running back, you should be able to do that, right? So, but no, it's like he knows Elijah Mitchell and Breshard Smith, their strength is catching passes out of the backfield. So you can see Pacheco's put in that work to improve that part of his game, which we love to see, right?
Yeah.
Again, in-house competition is going to improve everyone, and it just seems like the depth on this roster, man, it's real. Brett Veach's draft class could be that of 2022.
Wow, you're going up there already with that, yeah. with Norman Lear and all these guys.
Gelati's a beast. Gelati's going to get some serious time and reps.
Well, Gelati's getting all sorts of love already. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was running with the ones on like day one of training camp.
And then that hair.
And then that left tackle, what's his name? That guy was in the draft as well.
Oh, yeah, Josh Simmons.
That's right.
He's pretty good.
Future blindside protector. That may not be an overreaction, but Bob, what's your overreaction? Reaction on a Monday?
My overreaction is the Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons stuff is all just for show, and it's all blown out of proportion, and it happens every year with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
He gets into a contract dispute, and then the day before the season or the first pregame show, they'll announce Micah Parsons has a done deal with the Dallas Cowboys. It's fun to watch right now. It's great drama. Jerry knows exactly what he's doing, distracting from his 9-8 football team, but it's such an overreaction because show me the last time the Dallas Cowboys didn't get a contract done with a player. Other than maybe Zeke Elliott, maybe. They sign everybody. It's like every other team. If you want a player, you figure out a way to get it done. They will, but it's a great distraction from them not being a good football team.
This feels like Micah Parsons took a page out of, Miles Garrett's playbook. Mm. Remember Micah Parsons wrote a letter to the Cleveland Browns, thank you for everything, and then it was like 2 weeks later, highest paid official position player outside of quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cleveland, once again.
Yeah, but it's just rinse, repeat. The whole cycle with all of this is the same thing over and over again. Complain about the contract, fight in public, demand to be traded, new contract. It's the cycle of life in sports, right? But fun all along.
And then, Mac, who's your overreaction, or what is your overreaction?
Well, we talked about him. I'll just stay with it. It's my official, camp darling. Jalen Royals is that guy. I think there's a chance that he could be here, could be a Chief longer than Xavier Worthy.
Longer than the Mouse?
Longer than the Mouse. Longer than number one. I don't know. I just think he's a part of the future here, just like Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy are. I think come week 8 or week 9, we'll be like, damn, they didn't just draft two stud wide receivers back-to-back. Make it a three-peat with the wide receiver draft class for Brett Veach.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if he ends up being that. I don't like that as a hot take at all. I like that as a good take. I really do because, look, I know Xavier Worthy hasn't been hurt and whatnot, but the pattern has been in the NFL, smaller guys do get banged up, and Chiefs don't pay wide receivers. And so if Xavier Worthy goes on and dominates like we all want him to, there's a good chance somebody else will be writing a check.
That's true.
For Xavier Worthy. And if you're drafting guys constantly like this, this is how you replenish the roster and never get into a salary cap situation because you're always developing the younger. Worthy's going into his second year. Royals is going into his first. I don't hate that as a take at all with the way we kind of rinse and repeat with wide receivers here.
Dustman?
Yeah, I'm going to go with this one. If the Royals make the playoffs, there should be some serious consideration that J.J. Bukola should be the general manager of the year in baseball.
Love it.
This team was dead in the water by a lot of people, including the fan base in Kansas City. A lot of people thought that there's no way they could get in. They make moves, and a lot of people say, wow, they got Adam Frazier, Yastrzemski, they got Randall Grichuk. They got these guys. Like, who are these people? Somehow it might work. They had the biggest series win over the weekend against Toronto. They went into Toronto and won 2 out of 3, blew them out in 2 of the 3 games, lost a close one 4-2 on Saturday. But, man, you orchestrate this 3.5 games out. You're a game and a half behind the two teams in front of you being, I believe, Texas and who's the other team? Cleveland. Mm-hmm. You're a half game behind Cleveland. You're a game and a half behind the Texas Rangers. And don't look now, but the Yankees only have a half game lead in that second wild card spot.
They're falling apart. And did you see what happened on Friday night to the Yankees? 9th inning, it's 9-4. Passed out. Go to bed, right? Wake up on Saturday morning to a text from a friend of mine in baseball that said, text Alex about the Yankees. And I'm like, well, I was 9-4 last. Oh, my God.
That's right.
Every player they acquired at the trade deadline gave up runs on Friday night, and they lost to the Marlins 13-12 and then got swept by the Marlins.
Yeah.
That loss at the beginning of the All-Star break to the Marlins doesn't look as bad for the Royals right now. They're winning a bleep ton of games
out
of the break.
I believe.
They're winning out of the break right now. They just swept the Yankees. They took 2 out of 3 from the Royals. You don't want to see the Marlins in the American League playoffs this year.
The one series the Royals have lost since the All-Star break. Yeah, the Marlins.
I mean, they're beating everybody right now. Yeah,
Yankees 21-28, I believe, in their last 49.
It's insane. Every single player that they acquired at the trade deadline gave up runs on Friday night.
And to the Miami Marlins, I appreciate David Samson and Mike Hill for coming today. Honestly, when you guys called to offer me a contract for 2015, I have never heard of your team.
Well, that team just swept the New York Yankees. So the New York Yankees are falling apart. The Royals are starting to build it together, and that is something that you love to see. PT Jones strikes again. Plus, we'll get back into that big series of the weekend against the Blue Jays where the Royals took 2 out of 3. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, don't forget, as the season quickly approaches, right, what we've said is there's a game on Saturday. You can hear that here on 96.5 The Fan, Chiefs versus Cardinals, and you can hear Burns on Deck Show starting at 5 o'clock on 610 a.m. As they will take on the Minnesota Twins over the weekend. They will play Boston for 3. We'll dive back more into that Royals team and that schedule that is the next 6 games on this gauntlet of a road trip. You've already won 2 out of 3.
Hell of a start.
To start, so at least go win 4 more games. However you do it, just win 4 more games and you've done exactly what you need to do. Hell, win 5. Who cares? Yeah. Right? Win as many as you possibly can this time of the year. And then you've got the Chiefs playing on Saturday, like we had mentioned, against Arizona Cardinals. You can hear on 96.5 The Fan. 3 games Thursday as well. And don't forget Sunday, August 10th. That's right. Sunday's already the 10th. A lot of announcements. I feel like church doing the morning announcements. We've got Max Fantasy Football Show returning on Sunday. So drafts will start happening. Of course, obviously during Labor Day weekend, August 31st is probably when a lot of people will have their drafts, or September 1st. So August 10th, get all your information with Mac on Sunday starting at 9 a.m. here. And then don't forget Thursday on this station, on this show, is Travis Kelce Day. 8-7 for 87 here on 96.5 The Fan, as we do all things Travis Kelce on the day. Phone calls, texts, interviews, conversations, all involving Travis Kelce as we, as ourselves, get geared up for this season. Somebody who's not ready for this season is Jerry Jones.
Yeah, Jerry Jones. I don't think his team is quite ready for this season, but maybe they are ready for this season, because Jerry Jones is the P.T. Barnum of our day, as we've talked about. The put up the circus tent and have the bearded lady and the trapeze artist and all this stuff and the unicorn, and everybody goes and watches this circus sideshow that's going on in Dallas. He does a great job from deflecting from his team at all times. And it feels like with this Micah Parsons thing right now, we're watching Jerry Jones, who probably realizes his team isn't that good this year. He's going to deflect away from that and make it all about this Micah Parsons stuff. But the thing about it is, he's a marketing genius, right? We know that. At the end of the day, we see this every year, seemingly, with Jerry Jones, right? We saw it with Dak Prescott. Now we're seeing it with Micah Parsons. We've seen it with players over the years.
CeeDee Lamb was one.
CeeDee Lamb was another one, obviously. We saw it back in the day with Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman and these guys. Like, Jerry Jones will fight with these guys in public. They will talk about these contracts in public. It will act like it's going nowhere. And then right at the eve of the beginning of the season, they get these deals done with these players all the time because they're good football players. That's the one thing about the NFL. 99% of the time, good football players do not get away from the teams that they are on. And when they do hit free agency, some do get away because their current team doesn't want to overspend. But if you're a good player like Micah Parsons is, man, like, that guy's going to get paid by the Dallas Cowboys. He's one of the few players that you don't allow to leave during free agency. You don't let him get to that spot where he does have that opportunity to go. I know he's requested a trade and all of that kind of stuff. I think all that's just showmanship right now. And then, of course, Jerry Jones getting into it last night with Jay-Z and getting into it with Dez Bryant and stuff of that nature. Like, this guy is putting on one hell of a distraction from how bad his 9-8 football team's going to be this year. It really is. I mean, when you're bringing Jay-Z and Dez Bryant in for no apparent reason, you're really going out there and trying to put down together a distraction to deflect from your team.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
Speaking of a wet biscuit, I don't know what to believe in Chicago Bears camp. I really don't. I like, here's something that they won't show you in the media. Kayla Williams making a great play down the field, running on the go and hitting somebody cross body for, you know, a 25-yard pass. And then it's, boy, Kayla Williams' camp has really been sad and struggling and all this sort of stuff. So I have no idea what's like. Whereas I know what's going on in Dallas, and I know that Jerry Jones is trying to keep his team relevant because they're the third best team in that division. Which they are.
They are.
Right? Philadelphia, yeah. Washington, and Dallas.
Giants may pass them this year.
Well, we'll see. And then there's like the other like non-Chiefs sort of football topic for this is that like I'm on Bob's side when it comes to media and training camps because what are we doing to Kayla Williams?
Right.
Like, why can't we just let the kid play? Like, why can't we let them, like, they walked, they had to slow everything down. And it's called a walkthrough. He's got a new offense coordinator. If you think Andy Reid's playbook is very, I don't know, very tedious, I would assume Ben Johnson's is the same way. We watched how Detroit's offense is so different moving parts, all these trick plays, all this sort of stuff. Ben Johnson's offense is going to be incredibly hard to understand too. And then there's Kayla Williams out here who is a first round pick. Like they won't, like Cam Ward will never get this much notoriety as Kayla Williams had.
Well, I think Caleb Williams right now will be the most scrutinized quarterback of the NFL season. Everybody is watching that guy. It was a terrible weekend for him on the internet. Say it however you want. There were so many defamatory, if you will, videos that were thrown out there for Caleb Williams. It's almost like he doesn't stand a chance because every time he does something good, people are rushing to put 10 bad videos out there. I'm not a believer in Caleb Williams. That's just my opinion on it. But if he does well, he does well. I mean, you can't take away from it. I'm not pushing the narrative that I think Caleb Williams and I'm trying to force Caleb Williams to be a failure in the NFL. I have no say over that. That's just my opinion. I just don't think he's that good as a quarterback. You had J.J. McCarthy looking awesome this weekend. You have, obviously, Jared Goff doing his thing. People are falling back in love with Jordan. And now all of a sudden, Caleb Williams is getting the short end of the stick. But he will be, I promise you, and already has been, the most scrutinized quarterback going into the season this year. And it's not even close. More people in more fan bases are paying attention to Caleb Williams than we are any other quarterback out there right now. And I guess it's a divided house when it comes to Caleb Williams. I don't know, but he is the most polarizing and most scrutinized quarterback in the NFL. And there's, I don't even know who number two is on that list right now.
Yeah, I saw a funny tweet that was like, man, if you were just on Twitter, you'd think Caleb Williams in his rookie season threw for like 6 touchdowns and 37 interceptions.
No, he threw for like 3,220 and 6.
Yeah, exactly. It was a pretty good season. Yeah, so I, at least in all intents and purposes with the sack numbers and everything. Yeah, this is training camp season, right? You can believe whatever you want to believe, right? Mm-hmm. You can just kind of reinforce whatever thoughts you have with a video here or a random tweet here and kind of not really be held to any sort of objectivity because we don't have any quite yet. So
right.
It is what it is. It's all up in the air with Caleb Williams. Thursday and Friday had great days in practice. It was crickets on Twitter, of course, over the weekend. The family game happens and there's some bad throws and all the stats come out and it is just viral as it could be. So yeah,
I think, first of all, anybody keeping stats in training camp and what quarterbacks are doing, you're a loser. Really are. Seriously, training camp and you're keeping stats. Oh, he was 5 of 13 with it. Hold on
idiot.
A second. I mean, like, what are you doing? Like, get a life. Seriously, like, you know, date. I mean, instead of sitting there keeping track of, you know, people's stats and training camp, for
feel
God's sake.
Right,
I
now.
Mean, like, well, he was 5 of 13 for 114 yards, a touchdown, and 3 interceptions. Who the hell cares, right? Like,
you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Big deal if Caleb Williams is doing that out there. But I mean, he's not going to get a fair shake. And part of the reason is, as well, he's a victim of circumstance. Whoever the Chicago Bears have their quarterback will always be compared to Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what they do. They will always be compared to Patrick Mahomes because people believe that the Bears swung and missed by drafting Mitchell Trubisky. And every quarterback since then is playing for the ills of the former general manager who drafted Mitchell Trubisky and brought him into the NFL ahead of Patrick Mahomes. But again, not a lot of people were high on Patrick Mahomes coming out of the draft. And so Caleb Williams cannot be constantly compared to Patrick Mahomes and everybody looking at what Patrick's doing and then comparing that to Caleb, because that's what's happening in Chicago right now.
It's going to be really tough when he's 3-4 to start at the 7 games.
Yeah,
the
they have a tough start.
Because they go Minnesota, Detroit, home against Minnesota. That's a 7-15 game.
That'll be a great game.
And then at Detroit, home against Dallas, home or at Vegas, Then they have their bye week in week five. We always hate the week five bye week.
Week five bye does suck. It's too early.
If you have a week five bye week, you should have definitely a bye week later on in the season.
Yeah, you should absolutely be gifted that.
Yeah.
Then you have at Commanders, home against the Saints, and at the Ravens.
It's another Commanders game. It's a rematch, that Hail Mary that Jaden Daniels had. Yeah, the Bears lost every game after that Hail Mary game, by the way.
Did they really?
Yep.
Every single one?
Yep. Week seven. It was like week seven or something. It wasn't that late in the
Probably
season.
Cost the coach his job.
No, that was Thanksgiving.
That was Thanksgiving. Yeah. Gosh, different week that cost that coach
his
job.
That was 2 weeks later.
But that guy was a buffoon anyway. Never should have been in there. But you know, I do feel bad for Caleb Williams. It's like, you know, we talked about it before the Chiefs and Royals started to win. Like, every team was playing for the ills of everything that happened before them. And we were basing everything off of these teams that lost. And like, these guys have nothing to do with this. Caleb Williams has nothing to do with the fact that they didn't draft Patrick Mahomes, and you know, he had to be the replacement to the guy they drafted before Patrick Mahomes. It's not up to him, but JJ McCarthy's changing the world up there in Minnesota. I mean, people are in love,
with
what he's doing right now, and I get excited when I watch him play, because it just continues to raise the level of Kevin O'Connell. But again, we'll see it when it's out there in game situation. All of this stuff in training camp, man, mistakes are good in training camp. Aaron Rodgers said it. Jackson Dart said it a couple weeks ago. Coaches say it all the time. Mistakes are good. Like, they'd rather see Josh Simmons mess up in training camp than knock it out of the park, because you can teach when guys make mistakes. Those are great teaching moments. When things work and they do it wrong, it's hard to teach. But when they make mistakes, then you can say, okay, this is how we're going to do it. So when these guys fail, it's better for them. Caleb Williams is probably learning a lot, and it's a new offense, too. I'm not a Caleb Williams fan, but I feel like I'm a Caleb Williams defender. This guy doesn't have a fair shake.
Speaking of the Fan, join 96.5 The Fan live at Hollywood Casino on Friday, August 8th. That's this Friday. Cody and Gold plus The Drive will be broadcasting live from the sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino. We'll be registering fans to win a signed Chiefs Charles and Minnehue football.
Nice.
A pair of tickets to the Chiefs-Colts game here in Kansas City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Be sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, and X, and enter their giveaway on August 7th, this Thursday, for a chance to win $100 pin cash on August 8th, every hour from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Back to 500, and who showed out up in Canada? We got to that next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.